Hey, it's Chucky Farley,
Mike Papa,
and Lindy.
And this is another episode of We're Sorry, Did We Offend?
Are we having technical?
Oh, it's fine. Audio was lost, but it's going back again. So
okay.
Right.
Okay. There's some computer setting issues we're still recovering from last week.
What the hell happened? Must be.
I don't know.
Y224.
It's the FBI. They're listening in on us.
So,
what can I say?
I don't know.
Okay. I can't say anything.
So,
here we are, another week.
Happy January 6th.
Happy Insurrection Day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A bunch of old ladies walking through the Capitol with water bottles and standing between the velvet ropes. As, oh, we almost lost our country.
I know. And then, so there was a video, and I didn't save it, I don't think, because it wouldn't make sense to anybody listening. But there was a guy that was tearing a window out, right? Uh-huh. And then he went over to some other guy carrying a flag and said, hey, you should go in there.
And the guy's like, no, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, the guy goes like, no, I'm not going in there. And then the guy, like, pushed him.
Yeah, it gets violent.
But my thing, why did the guy have a radio, like, right here?
Yeah,
like, on his chest, attached to his chest.
Feds?
Yeah, exactly. The feds started this shit
And that's why they won't be honest with how many feds were there, because most of the instigators... Well, okay, there's a video.
Here's the video right here. Look.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
But see, look. So, here, I'll just open it up. I mean, you're going to hear it, but we'll just talk about this for a second.
But... Oh, yeah! Oh.
Woo! Yeah, that was loud. Okay.
Yeah, there pushes him. The radio.
Yeah. Why is there a radio there?
Probably goes up into his earpiece.
That you can't see because he's got a mask on.
Yeah, they should have demasked him. Shooting video. Mm-hmm. But see, here's the thing. These same windows that they broke out, there's videos of people inside the building handing weapons out now.
Yeah.
Total setup.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, with the January 6th committee, you know, they did not want to have Jim Banks or Jim Jordan on there.
Well, here's Jim Banks talking about that.
That's why the committee is refusing to answer basic questions about January 6th. In fact, blocking these questions from even being asked. Before the sham investigation even started, Speaker Pelosi blocked me and Jim Jordan from investigating January 6th. She discredited the sham committee before it even started. So you have to ask the question, why would she do that? Because it isn't only a partisan witch hunt. It's an attempt that we now know, based on reports over the weekend, that the committee is being used to advance the radical Democrat agenda that includes abolishing the Electoral College. But it's also a cover-up. Speaker Pelosi blocked us because she's afraid of what a real investigation would uncover. She doesn't want Americans to find out what really happened on January 6th and leading up to it. And she doesn't want anyone asking questions about her role and her responsibilities in securing the United States Capitol. That's why the committee is refusing to answer basic questions about January 6th. In fact, blocking these questions from even being asked. Questions that must be answered to keep the Capitol safe and to prevent another a riot or incident like January 6th from ever happening again in the future. What questions am I talking about? First of all, Capitol police officers, we now know, were half-staffed on January 6th because of... How is that?
COVID.
Two, why were our Capitol police officers under-equipped? Why were some officers forced to face down a riot with either expired helmets or no helmets at all? Three, why was the United States Capitol Police never trained to deal with riots after all of the riots that were going on in the summer of 2020? Four, did Speaker Pelosi communicate with the House Sergeant at Arms on January 6th or in the days leading up to the riot? Five, was Speaker Pelosi involved in the decision to delay the National Guard assistance on January 6th?
Yes.
Six, why didn't the Capitol Police Intelligence Unit raise the alarm about potential violence when they had evidence and intelligence for weeks leading up to January 6th that something violent could happen at the Capitol that day? 7. Why did the FBI deploy commandos to Quantico on January 3rd with shoot-to-kill authority but fail to send the U.S. Capitol Police a single assessment or intelligence bulletin? 8. Why did the House Sergeant-at-Arms refuse to cooperate with the Senate Homeland Security's bipartisan January 6th investigation? Those are just some of the questions that Jim Jordan and I were prepared to ask if we participated, if we were able to participate in this investigation and in these hearings. But Nancy Pelosi blocked us from the committee because she knows that those questions leave a trail of breadcrumbs right back to the Speaker's office. Today in my hometown in Columbia City, my constituents are paying $5.25 for a gallon of gas. There hasn't been a single committee hearing on Capitol Hill about rising gas prices, let alone one in prime time for all of the American people to see. But the American people are sick and tired of what they're getting out of this Pelosi and Democrat-led Congress. They're tired of the theatrics.
This must be an old interview.
They're congressmen and women to focus on the issues that matter most to them.
It is, but it...
But he's right.
Yeah.
But see, that leads up to, like, you know, the fake committee, mm-hmm. and now they're... That's why they choose Kinzinger and fucking Cheney.
Yeah.
Fucking rhinos to sit on the committee to make it look bipartisan.
Yeah.
No, you don't get to choose which Republicans you put on there. The Republicans choose if it's true bipartisan committee. Mm-hmm. And she did. She blocked them from even participating.
Right.
It was a cover-up from the get-go. All this information about the Deputy Yogananda Pittman,
mm-hmm.
who didn't give information to the chief and who held information and who got rewarded for her actions with a chief of police job in Berkeley, California,
right.
in Nancy Pelosi's district.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all mentioned all this before 100 times on the show. But yeah, no, happy J6. Fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
You know, then our fearless leader.
Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
Joe?
So, his speech the other day.
Oh, dude.
I don't know if I even...
Yesterday. It was just yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I think it was last night or yesterday afternoon or something. Okay, here's what's here. Here, listen to this. This is what this is a member.
Over 140 police officers were injured. Jill and I attended the funeral of police officers who died as a result of the events of that day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so you didn't go to any. Because no police officers died because of the events of that day. The one guy that died had a fucking stroke.
Had a stroke. and then the hero of the day, the hero of the Capitol, Harry Dunn.
Oh, he's running for Congress.
Yeah, and of course, there's now provable evidence that he wasn't where he said he was, and he wasn't doing what he said he was doing.
Yeah, because of the videos that were released?
Yeah. He's a fucking liar.
Yeah.
So was that other guy, Fan One or Fanone with the neck tattoo. They're all fucking liars.
They're all liars. Well, the dude that was crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I was scared for my life.
Whatever.
Dude, here we go again. Fucking Twitter. One? Yeah, here's another clip of Joe. This is how arrogant this fucking bastard is.
Okay.
One desperate act available to him. The violence of January the 6th. And since that day, more than 1,200 people have been charged for their assault on the Capitol. Nearly 900 of them have been convicted or pled guilty. Collectively, to date, they have been sentenced to more than 840 years in prison. What's Trump done? Instead of calling them criminals, he's called these insurrectionists patriots. They're patriots. And he promised to pardon them if he returns to office. Trump said that there was a lot of love on January the 6th.
Love for the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the nation, including law enforcement, saw a lot of hate and violence. One Capitol Police officer called it a medieval battle. That same officer called vile rape, was called vile racist names. He said he was more afraid.
That so, must have been done, right?
Yeah.
It was called the vile racist names.
So here's what's funny. Mm-hmm. This was a campaign speech, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, well, how many times did he mention the economy?
None.
How many times did he mention the border?
None.
How many times did he mention inflation?
None.
Gas prices?
None.
Yeah. You know, but he's Scranton Joe. He used to sit around the table with his dad, and he knows the issues that affect us.
How many times? I want to download the speech. I can go to that one website, you know, where it shows how much he's on vacation.
Yeah.
And get the speech, because I want to actually run it through...
A plagiarism checker?
No, not a plagiarism checker. I want to run it through something to see how many times he uses the word democracy.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's... Okay, if you go through fucking today... All the Democrats are fucking posting everything on Twitter. Oh, January 6th was an attack on our democracy. And we covered this last week's show.
Yeah, so even NBC Nightly News, my wife likes that show even though she knows it's nothing but a propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
They had a thing last night about this. Mm-hmm. And once again, they were talking about, you know, the democracy and defending our democracy. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you people, we've said it. This mm-hmm. is not a democracy. It's a mm-hmm. constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
We played that clip mm-hmm. that a democracy, 51%, can overrule the 49.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. And so it's not an attack on democracy. They're using democracy as Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They're defending Democrats because they want Democrat rule.
Right.
They don't want democracy.
No.
You know,
it's a word that people know.
This country,
mm-hmm.
the United States, and for a long time, even if Trump gets back in, the world is not going to respect our word and our view on democracy ever again after the bullshit that this administration is playing with political enemies of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to put Trump in prison, trying to remove him from the ballot, you know, secretaries of state unilaterally finding him mm-hmm. guilty of insurrection, even though he's never been charged mm-hmm. or convicted of it.
Yeah.
Right? But
anybody who fights back against their ideas...
Is labeled...
Know, school board... The parents at school board meetings, you know, because they want it. They want to indoctrinate our kids.
Right.
So if you fight back against the indoctrination of our kids, they're going to fucking put you in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
So it... Because they go after the kids, they indoctrinate them, then they have the ideology ingrained, and that's mm-hmm. that's why there's so many... Dude, our country is fucked. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah. We got to get it back. And I'm going to play this clip of this woman. She gets it right. I mean, she's got it fucking right.
I just saved that one this morning. She's a civil rights attorney.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where at, but she is dead on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll play it for you right now, because since we're talking about democracy.
Yeah, democracy.
Democracy. Here, listen to this, what this lady has to say.
We the people is how the Constitution starts. A magistrate is a person that operates under authority. They have power. They are higher magistrates and they are lesser magistrates. The founding fathers of this country understood that there's going to come a point in time where the federal government will need to be checked. If not, they will become tyrants. And that is what's happening now. So, the Declaration of Independence says that everyone, by virtue of being a human being, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The federal government, their purpose is to protect the rights of those citizens, the rights of us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Document is, if they fail to protect its citizens and enforce those rights, the citizens have a right to revolt. We have a right to resist, and we have an obligation and a duty to do so.
Legal shield.
And when you come for our children, you have started a war. Yeah. And they have declared war. judges have to answer to us. The Ninth Amendment says that any rights that are not enumerated in the Constitution are reserved for the people.
The people.
Now, I want to hear that mandates are not enumerated in the Constitution, because the fact that it's not enumerated means that that authority and those rights go to us. Protection is the right to protect my body.
This must be an old video, but I want to know where she is now.
If you want to push something into my body against my consent, without my consent, it is rape. Right. And this is medical rape.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who she is, where she is, because she was talking about mandates, and I wish that had come out a long time ago.
Right, yeah, no kidding.
But it still applies today.
Right.
Because they're still taking our rights further and further, and they're letting the fact that they're not protecting the citizens of those wide open ass border on the south. You know, yeah. They don't want to hear about the replacement theory, but that's exactly what it is. They're letting illegals come in with the rights of giving them rights and giving them voting rights.
Yeah, and that's in the Constitution that they don't have voting rights.
Yeah, but
it's in the Constitution. Voting is reserved.
For the citizens. But they're letting, look at all these Democrat-run cities that are given more. They can vote in a local election. They can vote in this election.
Yeah.
No, why?
Yeah, where's it stop?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Because when you get your ballot come November, right, everything's on one fucking ballot. There's no separation between federal ballots and local ballots.
Okay, here's the other thing. All these motor voter laws automatically get registered to vote when you get a driver's license. Well, why do you think they're pushing for everyone to get driver's license, even illegals?
Mm-hmm.
Because then they get registered to vote.
Right. Yeah.
Dude, when is the revolution?
The Democrats don't give two shits about anything but holding power.
Power.
Right. So here's a speech from Biden last night. Here's another part of it.
Today, I make this sacred pledge to you. The defense, protection, and preservation of American democracy will remain, as it has been, the central cause of my presidency.
Since when?
Yeah. Due process?
America, as we begin this election year, we must be clear.
Did he say selection year?
Yeah, wait, I think so too. Let me go back.
Began this election year.
This election.
It must be clear. Democracy is on the ballot.
It is not.
Your freedom is on the ballot.
That one is. Because if they get the fucking...
back in power, we're done.
Yeah, our freedoms are gone. So your freedoms are on the
ballot. I swear he said selection. The selection year.
No, it said this selection. He just kind of mumbled it all together.
But he's right. It's a Freudian slip. As we begin the selection year...
I know, but I was listening to him too. I thought he said some selection. What the hell?
Exactly. That's what happened last time.
Yeah, that's why we're in the fucking situation we're in now. But yeah, he says that
freedom's
on a ballot, and it is on a ballot.
Yeah.
Because if he wins, you don't have it. It's that simple. Democracy is also on the docket, says this person. See, I hate fucking.
Not my president.
Not, yeah. Fuck you guys. Fuck you, people.
Let's see. Where is it at here? I saw something.
Okay, see, here's another one. Here's another one. Fucking bonehead. Fucking calling it democracy.
I just visited the grounds of Valley Forge. I've been there a number of times since the time I was a Boy Scout years ago.
They had Boy Scouts?
The very site that I think every American should visit. Because it tells a story of the pain and the suffering and the true patriotism it took to make America.
The insurrection?
Today we gather in a new year, some 246 years later, just one day before January 6th. A day forever shared in our memory, because it was on that day that we nearly lost America.
Lost with no weapons.
Today we're here to answer the most important of questions. Is democracy still America's sacred cause?
No.
No. It never was. It's your sacred cause.
Hey, we need to be able to get more votes than you, and so that wins.
Yeah. 3 a.m. Stop. Oh, we got a water main break.
We got to get more votes.
Yeah. Hey, someone clogged the toilet.
Just put all the paper in there. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, these guys are fucking idiots.
So, Valley Forge, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about symbolism,
stop
right?
It. Stop that. Stop it. Yeah.
Okay, this is them arriving at Valley Forge. Can you tell me what's wrong with that picture?
No.
What color coat is Jill wearing?
Red.
Red coat?
Yeah.
What were the red coats of Valley Forge?
Yeah, that was the
Brits.
The British.
Right? So, someone says, Joe Biden finally wears red coat to Valley Forge as King Joe rages on like a tyrant against people who actually care about freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, yeah, she wears a red coat.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand symbolism at all. It's just like...
No, I was surprised they didn't use the red background. Like
again?
Yeah. That's what I was waiting for.
A little mustache.
Yeah. No, that's us, apparently. Apparently, we're the Nazis.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. How about the end of his speech, Joe Biden?
I understand power.
I understand power?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Stick your finger in a fucking light socket and
see if you understand it then.
Yeah. My butt's been blue.
My butt's been blue.
Yeah. Joe's a fucktard.
He is. When did I send the... Oh, this was before Christmas. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dude is so...
I'm going to see if I have any more Joe Biden clips in there. I mean, I do, but I... Like, the one where he's talking about Paul Pelosi is really not that good.
No. Well, here, you know, he was talking about how many people they've prosecuted.
Yeah, 840...
Right?
Yeah. 12? They've...
Let me play this guy for you.
Okay.
Let me see.
What happened inside of the building? An important note when it comes to our prosecutions about those who remained outside the building. We have used our prosecutorial discretion to primarily focus on those who entered the building or those who engaged in violent or corrupt conduct on Capitol grounds. But if a person knowingly entered the restricted area without authorization, they had already committed a federal crime. Make no mistake, thousands of people occupied an area that they were not authorized to be present in the first place. And what happened?
Can you show me the statute that says that? Because last time I checked, that's the People's House.
Right. So, he said that.
Uh-huh.
And that's Attorney General, U.S. Attorney, I should say, for District of Columbia, mm-hmm. Matthew Graves.
Right.
And, you know, of course, if you can't say this has been weaponized, the DOJ has been weaponized.
You can't say
that? Oh, you can say that now. You can't tell me it's not been. He's basically saying, if you were outside on the Capitol grounds, we're coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, his wife's involved in politics, but you know what he did before he became U.S. Attorney for D.C.?
No.
He was on Joe Biden's campaign in 2020.
Dude, well, why does that not surprise me? Everybody who's anybody...
And he's also the guy that refused to charge Hunter Biden in D.C.
Really? Anybody who's anybody in this on the news anymore has some kind of tie to the Biden fucking campaign. You know what I mean? Talk about fucking...
Corrupt?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, that's why that little... That lady with... The civil rights, we have the duty to revolt.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunately, it's gonna. I hate to see it come to that, but
right. Yeah, me too. But it's coming. It's coming, and
like that video you played last week. I hope we got it after our technical one about the. I think we got it. The guy talking about making people do things they didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to be left alone.
Right. Yeah, I know. We We just want to be left alone, live our life, let us have our freedoms.
Yep.
No one cares about what you guys fucking do. As long as you're not giving my fucking money away.
But see, that's what they're doing. They're giving their money away, our money away, to foreign governments who pay it back to U.S. contractors who have connections to these politicians.
Right.
So all of our tax dollars are going out and coming back to giant money laundering operation, making these politicians rich.
Yeah.
Right? That's all it is.
Yeah.
Term limits. You want to impress me, people? Yeah. Vote yourself term limits.
Dude, yeah, and you know what? And then give yourself a pay cut, too.
Yeah.
While you're at it. Here, listen to these guys right here. Dude, this will wake you up a little bit.
Check this out. With the $165 billion we gave to Ukraine, we could have built 6 border walls to stop illegal immigrants from pouring across our southern border. Could have fixed Flint's water system 215 times over.
Easily.
I like this one. Could have given every homeless vet $2 million.
Holy shit.
Could have given $50 million to every family impacted by the Maui wildfires.
And they got $700. They got $700 each.
We got to get our priorities straight, buddy.
According to HUD, they think it would take $20 billion to end homelessness in America. $20 billion. And what'd you say? We've sent 100 and how much? We could have ended...
$165 billion.
So we could have ended homelessness 8 times over in America. Yeah, bro. It's outrageous.
Our priorities are...
It's outrageous.
Check
it. So why are we sending $165 billion? Not million dollars.
Billion.
Billion dollars.
Well, so... I told you...
Of taxpayer money.
Told you on a previous episode that...
No, it's right here.
Oh,
I have it right here.
Zelensky's... There's a reporter that came up dead after exposing Zelensky's mother-in-law buying a new, like, $5 million mansion or something.
No, we talked about that. I didn't know the guy was dead.
Yeah, I think they killed the reporter or something. Yeah. Or do they jail him? Do they jail him or do they kill him?
Was this the American reporter?
No.
Oh.
The Ukrainian reporter, I think.
No, they probably killed him.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, exactly. Well, that's just like, you know, all these heads of their departments and agencies over there, and their kids are like hanging out on multi-million dollar yachts and off the coast of Ibiza, you know, while all the rest of the youth out of Ukraine are fighting the Russians and dying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then they're... Yeah,
but you must send more money. We need more money. I have to buy another mansion in Miami.
Yeah.
You know.
And we'll buy one box of bullets and a bunch of other stuff that we don't need to talk about. And if you talk about it, we'll kill you.
Silence. Yeah. And democracy. We must defend the democracy in Ukraine, but we're not going to hold elections during a war. We're going to keep our dictator in place.
Yeah, when everybody else, when there's wars, have held elections, but...
Apparently, yeah, Iraq.
apparently, you can't do it here.
In Ukraine, no.
Yeah. Because...
You gotta have the fucking belly-dancing president there.
That's because he knows he's fucking trouble. Well, why would he be in trouble? He should be safe. He's getting free retirement for all his people. Paid for by the American people.
Their pensions? Yeah, we're paying their pensions.
Yeah.
You know, our parents and grandparents got dick on Social Security, but we're paying their fucking pensions.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to get dick on Social Security. If we even get Social Security. And we've been paying into it our entire fucking life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been paying into it since I got my job at Long John Silver's back in 1979? Somewhere in there. I think it was 79.
Yeah, but here's the thing. These illegals and their fucking welfare state and anchor babies get more per month than you will on your Social Security. And you paid into the system. They haven't paid shit.
I know. Ass wipes? I should kill them. No, I can't. I'm just joking. I won't kill you, really. Come visit me. I want to show you a hole in my backyard.
Just going to turn you into ice. Because they'll just release them.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so. Happy J6, everybody. We're about to come up with a insurrection... What's those Christmas songs called? You know, they're
Carol.
Carol, yeah. Insurrection Carol. Don't worry. I'll come up with one.
A jingle.
Yeah.
Insurrection Carol. That's some chick. She's already in federal prison by that name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Insurrection Carol. Can I help you?
Yeah.
There's like Insurrection Mike Insurrection Jake.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll have to come up with some, you know, cards.
T-shirt ideas or something.
Insurrection cards.
Like Hallmark greeting cards for Insurrection Day. We can send them to the federal prison for the prisoners. Maybe make their day, cheer them up a little bit.
Yeah.
We're sorry you're in solitary.
Yeah, send them to Nancy. Here's your Insurrection Day card.
Money is scarce, times are hard. Here's your Insurrection Day card.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Joe's in charge. Oh, yeah.
Can't make money, can't make cash.
What was that first
part? Have to sell my piece of ass.
What did you say the first one was?
Money is scarce, times are hard.
Yeah. Joe's in charge, here's your Insurrection card. Or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll come up with one. Trust me. I'll have to talk to...
Can't buy food, can't buy a drink. That's because I'm in the clink. Oh, give me time. I'll come up some good rhymes, man.
Get one about grandma in the Capitol.
Using her walker. Yeah. Or her scooter.
Yeah.
Grandma, let's see. Infiltrate the Capitol on your scooter. Now she's in prison, taking in the pooter.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez, man. From Bird. Oh, speaking of Bird, did you see where Judicial Watch is following a $30 million wrongful death
for Ashley Babbitt?
Yeah.
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 And they're going after him, U.S. Capitol Police. They need to go after Nancy Pelosi.
They do. Because it's all on her and the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So there's that video of Nancy Pelosi, you know, when she was like, yes, I've been waiting for this, for them to trespass on the Capitol grounds, right?
Uh-huh.
And guess what, all that Matthew Graves, guess what they're being charged with? Trespassing.
Yeah.
So it's total setup. If you can't see the connection, you're fucking blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so I thought that was interesting that Judicial Watch is the one that filed the suit on behalf of the family.
So let me ask this. Why mm-hmm. why can't Judicial Watch, and I would volunteer in tribute
uh-huh.
to be the name against the U.S. government,
uh-huh.
file a lawsuit against this administration, Mayorkas, and all these people for violating their oath of office by not faithfully upholding the laws of the United States?
Why can't we just file that suit?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need lawyers to do it. Yeah. I can't afford the lawyer, so I need to, you know, but see, like, but a lot of these organizations...
A lot of how you do it is...
They need somebody to put their name on the suit. They'll do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all these people filing suit against ATF for all these violations of the Second Amendment.
Uh-huh.
You know, Firearms Policy Coalition.
All right.
They sent out emails. Hey, we need someone, if you meet this criteria and you're willing to sign on and be the face of the lawsuit, we'll do all the work for you.
Right.
So a lot of these places need someone to be the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And then they work on your behalf.
Well, we get the husband and wife law team.
Oh.
They don't take any money unless you win.
But we need to file suit against this administration for dereliction of duty, for violating their oath of office, especially when it comes to the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Because they are not faithfully executing the laws of this country.
Right.
They are willfully allowing an invasion to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were using taxpayer dollars to support these people.
Right.
Fuck that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I agree. So the thing is, lawyers out there. I mean, because my lawsuit, I had to... Basically, I didn't pay the guy anything until the case was over.
Yeah.
But he sent me a thing beforehand that I basically chose. I could pay him this much money or I give him half of what I won.
25%, bitch.
Well, I give him half. Dude, seriously, I got bit by bed bugs. And I got $22,000. So... It was like, it was a win-win for me.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even to everybody at my office, like, you got how much money? Yeah, bit by a fucking bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got bit like 100 times though. But yeah. So what else did I want to talk about in the first half, real quick? Not that. I'm saving that for the second half. Not that. I'm saving that.
We already talked about Dementia Joe.
Yeah, we already talked about it. Oh, dude. Okay, so what was it? Oh, Epstein. Epstein list came out this week.
Oh, that's all. Is that a quick topic?
Yeah, kind of, because it really, it's going to amount to fucking nothing.
Nothing.
Because the Democrats are all pissed because they thought fucking Trump's name was going to be on that fucking paper.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't. Bill Clinton was like 50 fucking times.
Hillary Clinton was in this last one.
Was he? Was she?
Yeah. Uh-huh. As a witness or something. Uh-huh. But her name was in there. So
was looking for her. I couldn't find him anywhere.
Well, so as a witness, so she knew what was going on. Uh-huh. And they say the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, basically uh-huh. a money laundering thing right. for Epstein.
Right.
I'm still waiting for Jimmy Kimmel's name to come out like Aaron Rodgers said.
Well, I was going to play that clip right now. The Aaron Rodgers yeah. thing. Yeah.
You heard her play it.
Yeah, here, hold on, you gotta pause it so I can rewind it. Okay, listen.
Mm-hmm. Bring it up. Bring it up, Foxy or somebody back
there. Seats on it.
Bring up Super Bowl 58.
You'll see it.
The emblem, put on the screen. And then bring up 57 and 56.
Does that have something to do with the Epstein list that came out?
Feels like
that's supposed to be coming out soon. That's supposed to be coming out soon.
Look, this guy's been waiting in his wine cellar.
Yeah.
I've been waiting in my wine cellar for this thing.
A lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't.
All right. Obviously, a clip from this particular program was run on Jimmy Kimmel's show. Whenever Aaron brought up the list, and then Jimmy mocked him for it. Mm-hmm. Aaron has not forgotten about that. But here we are, sitting right in front of that nice bottle of scotch. Mm-hmm. What do you say? I'm waiting to celebrate something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Something He's been waiting.
That's
for
the one.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If that list comes out, I definitely will be popping some sort of bottle.
Hey, you've been calling for it for a few years now. Anyone else notice this? Oh.
My God. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's that?
They've known.
I don't know.
They've known for years.
Like I'm saying, that next at 59 better be jet green. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting. Well, yeah, well, unless it's Colts blue. Remember, we got Anthony Richardson.
Is that like an old one or something?
Too.
No, they're showing. You've been jumping. They're showing the old logo. See, Bengals, Rams, look at the color of the logo.
Uh-huh.
Last year, the Chiefs and the Eagles, look at the color of the logo.
Okay.
This year, it's purple and orange, red.
Red, so they're saying Frisco and Baltimore.
Yeah.
And the way Baltimore is playing this year.
But they're saying that the NFL is predetermining who's going to play in the Super Bowl.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why Aaron Rodgers goes, next year better have fucking Jack Green. But yeah, so Aaron Rodgers said that about Jimmy Kimmel.
And ESPN now is like, oh, you heard that, right? ESPN's like, wow.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel fired off.
I'm going to sue.
Says, dear asshole, for the record, I've not met, flown, or visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft-brain wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless, I gotta open it up, words put my family in danger. How it put his family in danger, I have no idea.
Well, anything that anyone criticizes him, and my family's in danger.
Yeah. Keep it up and we'll debate the facts further in court.
But yet, all 2016 to 2020, mm-hmm. he was spewing fucking lies and bullshit about Trump.
Right, and he actually said where the White House had to intervene
right.
and tell him to stop doing it, and then he fucking fired off a joke on that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So, he can dish it, but he can't take it.
Right.
You know, so, once again, another fucking liberal asshole.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's just turned into a fucking major fucking twat.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Capital T, Watt. Yeah. Sorry for the harsh language there, Lindy, but since you're not talking, Lindy, not talking again, Lindy.
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 Just sitting there with that look on your face, Lindy. You got a microphone in front of you. Use it.
Lindy. Trying to hide that laugh now.
Use it. Say it. Just say it. Let it fly.
And we're taking a break.
All
right. Seriously, we're at 49 minutes.
All right, fine. Take a break.
Okay.
All right. And we're back. So, we went to the political side of the show. I guess the rest of it I want to talk about is kind of political, but we're going to make fun of some fucking people here. Like, you know, and guess what? We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. But I want to start off with this story here that I found this morning. Apparently, the Philadelphia Police Department has fired their first ever DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion officer. The fucker is making like $170,000 fucking dollars a year, too.
Oh,
some,
yeah?
Some woman, DEI Leslie Morant, was fired just hours before new commissioner Kevin Bethel was to take office. Oh, my Lord.
They always wait till we hit record.
I know, I know.
Like, they know.
I know. So, anyways, so it says Morant's base salary was a whopping $170,000. She was told her services were no longer needed. The move also comes as Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker signed an executive order declaring public safety emergency. Because there's like, all kinds of shit happening in Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there, like, there's not in Chicago and L.A. and everybody else, but, you know, at least one city's starting to address it. I want the world to know that I'm fully committed to ending the sense of lawlessness and bringing back order to our city and a sense of lawfulness, she said, as she vowed to hire 300 more police officers and restore stop and frisk. So the Democrats are finally starting to see the error of their ways in some places where, you know, this shit with catch and release or whatever they're doing with these guys. I mean, look at that one guy in Chicago that stabbed those two girls at the fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
And said he wanted to kill, like, all white people.
Yeah.
And then he was released. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah, exactly. It's lawlessness is coming back to bite them in the ass.
Yeah.
And here's, not, it's not only that, it's, okay, the defund the police movement.
Yeah, but if you talked about Joe, Joe's like, you know, they're all, we're all back in police. No, you're not.
You're not.
You're not. You can't fucking go back. Everybody knows what you guys said and did.
So, let's put it this way. I know for a fact the Arizona Highway Patrol is short officers.
Uh-huh.
I know several people who work for the Arizona DPS. They are on mass hiring sprees, right? Uh-huh. They're trying to hire as much as they can.
Right.
And even with all the hiring they've done, the classes that they've put out, and the graduations, and the new officers they put on the street,
uh-huh,
they're still taking net losses every year based off the people resigning or retiring, and getting out of the business of being law enforcement.
Yeah, because it doesn't pay. I mean, it's. I mean, because of the Democrats, there's dead officers right now that did nothing but sit in their fucking car.
Right.
Because of Democrat policies and and all this other stuff.
So, right now, in Metro Phoenix, if you see a cop on a traffic stop, it's rare, right? On the freeway, highway patrol.
Right.
They're short staff, understaffed in the Phoenix metro area.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all they're doing is responding to accidents. They really don't have time to do enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see everyone driving like assholes out here.
Oh, speaking of that. So, remember, I think we talked about this because of my background and what I do.
Yeah.
Katie Hobbs, there was that law that they passed and Katie Hobbs vetoed it about putting the stupid fucking messages on the message boards. I get this subscription to on my desk at work, this magazine. It's basically government technology or whatever. Yeah. There's an article in there this month about those stupid messages.
Right.
And they're saying don't do it. Exactly for the reason I said not to do it.
Yeah, because people don't pay attention. They don't listen.
Yeah.
Those signs are supposed to be for warnings, for...
Yeah.
Right?
Travel times, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you start seeing stupid messages, people ignore it. I'm not looking at that fucking bullshit.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden there's something up there that they need to know.
And they're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention.
Right.
Yeah. So, Katie Hobbs, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm glad I was right. I reading that article, I'm like, son of a bitch.
Someone send that to the governor's office?
I should send it to the governor's office. Dumas. Here you go, dumbass. All right, so.
It's pronounced Dumas.
So, anyways, so here we go, making fun of people.
Okay.
I want to play you a song first. This girl gets it, okay? She's a young girl. And, you know, since we're a radio, top 40 radio show now, because we've been playing music the last few shows.
Okay.
I want you to listen to this girl's song. I like this girl's song.
Okay.
Okay, here.
In the generation's ears, like, I'm a millennial. I'm not proud of it. I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't know what the fuck happened. But I wrote a song to the millennials, to the Generation Z, an uplifting life advice song. It's called Fuck Your Feelings. We went from several generations of hardworking Americans to a bunch of young fucking wussies who live at home with their moms until they're fucking 31 and can't take a punch because they're pussies. Can't make them get a job even though they're all in debt, and they'll lecture you about being politically correct. They're crying and whining, it's gotten pretty scary. So here's a song for all the fucking fairies. Fuck your feelings. No one gives a fuck about your issues, your problems, your shitty fucking luck. This generation's fucked, we're a bunch of fucking weaklings. So wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. That's right, fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings too. Screw who you want, it don't affect me, but we don't need 1,000 terms for your sexuality. We're so damned emotional, been crying for a while, but the world can't run on rainbows and unicorn smiles. There's a solution if you shut up and listen, put the effort in a job that you're putting into bitching. Suck it up, buttercup, do this and you'll be fine. Grow up here and wipe the tears from your vagina. That's right, fuck your feelings. No one gives a fuck about your issues, your problems, your shitty fucking luck. This generation's fucked, we're a bunch of fucking weaklings. So wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. That's right, wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. Sing it with me. Wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings.
All right, what's that singer's name?
Is I don't know what it is. It just
who tweeted it out?
Cat Turd.
Oh, Cat Turd? Okay. Yeah. We need more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
She's going on tour with Oliver Anthony next week.
Yeah. Dude, that thing made me fucking laugh my ass off.
That was a bar in Nashville, apparently. Yeah. If you look at the background in the video.
Yeah.
Okay. That was good. That was good, Chuck.
That was good. Yeah. It's good. So, now, did you see this video?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see. I don't think I saw this one.
No, listen to this one. I'm going to play you this, and then we're...
I'll get him.
No, you got to listen to this, okay, man, because I'm telling you right now. You're going to hear this thing, and then I'm going to get your fucking input on it.
Okay.
Listen.
I do wish death on transphobic people because they wish death on me and have caused death to many, many, many of my brothers and sisters in the trans community. I want to stab all of you to death as many times as I can. I want to stab you in the throat and twist it like I'm carving a fucking pumpkin. I want to shred you into tiny fucking pieces. I want to tear your fucking bones out from your goddamn body. I want to scoop your brains out with a fucking spoon. I want to eat your fucking flesh.
Hello, FBI. Have you seen this person?
Okay, but first of all, he goes, or it goes, or whatever. Fuck.
He. You know, I'm going to be he.
It is a he.
Yeah.
He, him. Not they, them, or z, zer, 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 zer. Sound like you're having a fucking seizure.
He needs to be a was, were.
But he's a, he goes, I want to kill you as many times as I can. That would be once, dumbass.
Once.
Okay, once again, this ain't fucking Call of Duty. You're not responding.
Like Call of Duty crushing your heads. Crush, crush. I want to crush your head. Crush, crush.
Fuck it. Dude, seriously, These guys are the most violent motherfuckers there are.
Okay, so let's talk about trans.
Let's talk about trans.
Perry, Iowa.
Okay, yeah. Perry, Iowa.
Another school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Now the guy was...
Was trans. Was he trans? He had a gay flag in his fucking...
He identified as non-binary.
Okay.
So he's of that fucking mental illness community.
And the thing is, as soon as his name got released, TikTok scrubbed his fucking...
His profile. Because it was all LGBTQ bullshit. It's probably violent rhetoric. But once again, another school shooter turns out to be trans. Mental illness. It's not a gun problem. Of course, what two guns did he have?
He had a shotgun and a pistol.
Right.
Right. And small arms and an explosive device of some kind.
And what's the first thing people called a ban after the shooting again?
AR-15.
AR-15.
Yeah.
Because that gun's so evil. Wasn't even fucking used.
I know.
Right? And dumbass killed a sixth grader.
Yeah.
And I think he was a Muslim kid, too. Something Ali or something.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Does that make him fucking, Islamophobic?
Yeah, and then he was really brave and fucking took his own fucking life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just do that?
Yeah, if that was the whole fucking plan.
Just do that and save everyone the trouble?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah, you don't need to go hurt other people.
You know we're going to get in trouble for this, right?
What, for telling them to kill themselves?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Play that song again.
Okay. I will before the show's on.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if and then, you know, all these congressional hearings were like that one where... Josh Hawley was talking to that one black chick, and she's like, you know, questioning transphobic is literal violence. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Then she's like, do you know how many people in trans community have suicidal thoughts or commit suicide? That's because it's a mental disorder.
Okay, now here's she then said, do you want to know how many I care have that thought? I don't care about any of them. You know, if mental illness is a fucking problem, it's like, on all these clips I'm going to play you, every one of these people is fucking
mentally ill.
Mentally ill.
This goes back to, once again, I'm going to like bring up old show stuff. We need to reopen mental institutions and fill them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, yeah. Because that's what I was talking to the other day, and he goes, do you ever see, you know, and I forget, but I go, yeah, but yeah, look at the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He goes, we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah, granted, the doctors weren't the nicest to these people.
Right.
But, you know what? Tough shit. Tough shit. I mean, you don't let them fucking run around and hurt themselves and others.
And others, yeah.
Yeah.
You keep them drugged up until talking to people until they get their issues worked out.
Yeah, if you have to fucking lobotomize them like they did fucking Jack Nicklaus, so be it, man.
Bring back shock therapy.
Yeah, let Big Chief come in and shove a pillow on his face. We don't care.
That should be a t-shirt. Bring back shock therapy.
Yeah. Want to give me shock treatment, the old Ramon song? Give me shock treatment!
We need it. No, you want to go back to 1950. Sometimes maybe that's what you need.
We do need it.
Because this shit today ain't working.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of transphobia, that chick in the mirror.
Yeah,
you got to play her.
I am okay. So now, since we went positive with the song, okay, and we went negative with the last it thing book. Yeah. We're gonna go positive one more time. Okay. This girl made. I listened to this. I laughed my fucking ass off.
Yeah,
this is great. Hey,
I'm so excited that you said this. Okay. First of all, you just assumed my gender. Second of all, I don't give a fuck. I know that probably bothers you, but the difference between us is that I don't base my emotional stability on the validation of strangers. I know, rough concept, huh? And by the way, there's nothing wrong with me accurately defining a group of people as rainbow bullies when they are...
Oh, shit.
Literally notorious for throwing temper tantrums and lashing out at people who think even minutely different from them. And by the way, I have personally been called things so much worse than a rainbow bully. So if that is going to be the end-all be-all for your whittle feelings, then I think you need to go take a trip over to Super Weenie Hut Jr.
Super Weenie Hut Jr. So now I'm going to play you one of these rainbow bullies. Wait, if I can find it.
Rainbow bullies. I love that term.
Me too. I never heard it before, but I do like it. No, that's the other way. It's the other way on my...
On the feed?
On the feed.
But she's right. If you misgender somebody, mm-hmm. like that Delta employee last week.
Okay, yeah, that was pretty good.
And homie's like, listen, bitch.
Yeah, we'll have you fucking escorted out.
I'll have Port Authority take you out.
Is that the one I want? That's not the one I want. That one's another one. Weird. Oh, this is the one I want.
This one here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one I want. Okay. This is a cyber bully, listen.
A rainbow bully.
A rainbow bully, yeah.
This is the Gayborhood, and you are not welcome.
That's why I need to be here. You need Jesus, ma'am. He can save you. He can give you a new heart. God can give you a new heart so that you love what God loves. No, that's irrational.
The Gayborhood, she said. The Gayborhood.
Okay, so...
And the crosswalk is a rainbow.
That's what I was going to point out to you. Well, they did this in Phoenix, too. They one crosswalk. Basically, over there... I want to say it was like on 12th Street or something.
7th Street in like Indian School area?
Yes.
Or Campbell?
12th Street in Maryland or something like that.
Because, was it 7th Street or 7th Avenue? 7th Avenue. 7th Avenue, like between Campbell and uh-huh. Indian School,
yeah.
is like total like gay neighborhood.
Well, that was where, what's the Crowbar or whatever the fucking place? What was that gay bar out there?
Charlie's,
yeah. Good time, Charlie's.
And the only reason I know is hanging to me. And let me caveat, because in high school, I worked at McDonald's right up the street from that, and that, everyone, and when that gay bar closed, would come into my McDonald's, and of course, on the weekends, I always got stuck on closing shift, so that place would fucking fill up with you know, and now, it's, when I did my high school reunion, because I went to high school right down the street from that area,
right,
went to our high school reunion, shit, was at my... 30-year reunion a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, nine. Yeah. Oh, no. Let's see. It was my 30-year, because...
Dude, trust me.
I'm old. Holy fuck. Anyways, we had a reunion at some rooftop bar downtown.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone did like a follow-on party at some bar, and I was right in the middle of that neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just like, yay!
Yeah.
And I'm like, stay away.
Yeah, get away. This ain't no good times for you. No good times for you. Before I get to that one lady you saw there.
Okay.
I want to go to this thing right here. So you've seen on the news, like, the stuff. Okay, remember the
farmers in the Netherlands?
The farmers in the Netherlands. Now you got the farmers in... Germany,
mm-hmm.
right? And the gas tax and the and all this other stuff that they're mm-hmm. fighting against and stuff. And even here in America, you have Bill Gates wanting you to fucking eat bugs.
Yeah.
And this fake meat,
mm-hmm.
whatever, impossible meat or whatever the fuck. What the fuck is that shit, by the way? Anybody fucking know?
Aborted fetuses.
Ah, dude, seriously? No, that's meat. That'd just be meat, then. We're not the Donner Party for going out. Okay.
Anyway. Put it in the freezer.
So, listen to this guy. This guy raises a good point. Listen. Okay.
I saw this floating around online, and it got me to thinking. You see, Irish farmers pressured to cull up to 200,000 cows to meet climate goals. I've been seeing things like this all over the world. I've been seeing all of these headlines about governments trying to get rid of animals so that they can reach, quote, climate goals. Reminds me of this. In 1873, the American government killed 1.5 million buffalo in 1 year alone to starve Native Americans so that they could become more dependent on the American government. There's a lesson there. If you're willing to learn it, there is a lesson there. Be very careful when governments are trying to control food supplies. Be prepared for your family. Have some extra meat stored away. Learn how to hunt. Learn how to do the whole process of butchering an animal yourself if you have to. Have a garden. Start a garden. Start a greenhouse. Get some chickens. Provide eggs to your family through those chickens. Do things that are going to prepare you to be able to be self-sufficient. Learn those skills with your kids. Learn how to chop a tree down. Learn how to cut it into firewood. These are the powerful things that we could be doing right now to just make sure we are ready for a worst-case scenario.
Yeah, so are they controlling our food supplies?
Oh, they're trying to.
Trying to control our food supplies.
So, and there was a congressman talking about climate change in the name of climate change. And he's asking this witness, he goes, you know, how much carbon is in our atmosphere? You know, he's like, it's nitrogen, it's this. He goes, carbon is 0.04% of our atmosphere.
I don't know if I said that.
And then he's like, how much does man contribute to that
0.04%? Yeah.
He's like, 11%. So we contribute 11% of a 0.04% to our environment, and you think by controlling all of this is actually going to reduce any type of, you know, or have any type of effect of climate change for something that has 0.04 total effect on the atmosphere.
Dude, we have less carbon in the atmosphere now than we had like 10,000 fucking years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once again, this goes back to what I talked about earlier with the wars and the industrial military complex, with these politicians and certain well-connected elites getting money, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these climate change initiatives that the government fucking spends money on comes back to certain people. Al Gore is the biggest offender.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That motherfucker makes so much money off climate change. So does John Kerry, who's one of the worst offenders of climate change.
What, really? How does he? Because his family owns ketchup or whatever.
But he's the climate czar.
I know, but you need tomatoes to make ketchup, brother.
So, anyway.
You can't.
Unless
it's fake ketchup. Impossible ketchup.
I'm just tired of all of these politicians telling me how to live while they're raking in fucking fat cash off of my tax dollars.
Right? Yeah, and plus they're not supposed to tell us how to live because they don't fucking control it. You're not our leaders.
Right.
God damn it.
So, you know, we need to, the older I get, the more I understand, like, the guy in Falling Down or Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Just be crotchety old man.
Dude, that movie Falling Down. If you ever pay attention to that movie, as the movie progressed, his weapons got better
and better and better. It's like, that makes sense now. I empathize with that character.
Me too. Well, like when he goes to the restaurant and it's like, this don't look like that picture. And, like the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And he gets all butthurt. Yeah, god damn it. It's just like, I went to Subway. I tried to give him another shot. They're done. Subway's done. I'm sorry.
Dude, Subway was really done for me after fucking Jared.
Jared? Yep. Well,
or Juicy Smollier.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna go out on the coldest night of the year and during a fucking Arctic vortex and
and pretend I got beat up by white people.
This is MAGA wearing a country. MAGA hat. This is a MAGA country.
This is wearing MAGA hats. They beat me up.
I'm a big
wuss fag. They beat me up just because I was a fag.
Well, speaking of wuss fags,
yeah.
Remember that guy I was telling you about, Fanon or whatever?
Who? What?
The guy from the Capitol Police.
Oh, yeah? He's gay?
He was on MSNBC today crying.
Please tell me your thoughts on this.
Again? That guy's crying again? That's the same guy.
Yeah.
It's 3 years. Get over it, dude.
I'm a tough guy with a neck tattoo, and I'm going to cry on air. Yeah.
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
That guy, he can't go to the grocery store, right? Seriously.
MSNBC anchor is straight up crying on the air over the third anniversary of January 6th. Seriously. This is your media.
He can't go into a fucking grocery store, right? Because if I saw him in a grocery store, I'd call him big fucking pansy. Big fucking pansy. Stop fucking crying every time you go on TV.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Get over it again. Yeah. Here's some hammer. Build a bridge. Get over it. Fuck tart.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, my dad used to say that to me. Stop crying.
before I give you something to cry about.
I can't stop.
You better stop.
Stop. Bark before I give you something to bark about. Deej.
I'll give you something to bark about right there.
Beep.
Clear.
Okay. So I'm going to play this clip now. I'm going to play this clip. I'm sorry you people can't see this. It's a... But just seriously listen, and I'll explain some stuff after things over.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Queer Kid Stuff. I'm Linz, and I'm Teddy. And this is my best stuff friend, Teddy. And this is Teddy's Book Club, where we're reading LGBTQ plus picture books with you all every Saturday morning. This week, we
it's
are reading a
book
called What's an Abortion Anyway? Linz, what is an abortion anyway? Well, we're just going to have to find out in the book, Teddy.
First of all, how is an abortion LGBTQ?
I don't know, but it says, what is an abortion anyway? The book is, what is an abortion anyway? And so why would the bear ask, what is an abortion anyway? Wouldn't it just ask, what is an abortion? Okay, anyways.
This is What's an Abortion Anyway by Carly Maines and Emulsify. And I'm really excited to read this book because I don't think there are any other picture books that talk about what an abortion is. And
it's murder.
It's a really important idea to understand right now. Isn't it, Teddy? Yeah, that's right.
Okay, wait. Teddy just asked what was an abortion anyway.
Now
he understands. The book wasn't even... We haven't even read the book yet.
All right. Well, let's learn what an abortion is anyway. You ready, Teddy?
Ready.
All right. Let's dive in. All right, my friends. This is What's an Abortion Anyway by Carly Maines and Emulsify. What's an abortion anyway? Let's find out, my friends. Oh, I love reading the dedication. This book is dedicated to anyone who has ever had or ever will have an abortion. How wonderful. All right,
won't be the dead female babies. They won't have one.
When a person gets pregnant, many different things can happen. Some people are pregnant for many months and have a baby. That's what happened to you. Some people have a miscarriage. A miscarriage is when a pregnancy isn't healthy enough to keep growing. Some people have an abortion. An abortion is when someone decides to stop growing their pregnancy. Going to a health clinic over there.
Okay, wait. Now, what do you notice about this abortion photo?
It's a black chick.
Exactly.
Fucking eugenics. Yeah, the pregnant one was a white girl.
Yeah. And then they had nothing in there for
a miscarriage.
For the miscarriage. But then the abortion, the person walking into the free clinic is the fucking black broad. I saw that when I was watching it, so I'm like, oh, no, I gotta save this one. Nope, gotta save it.
I caught it right away. Oh. Ooh.
Okay, but...
That's racist.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, but how is this person allowed to broadcast? I mean, how many followers does she actually have?
Probably more than us.
Children, probably. Children, what was her show called? Gay Reading Hour or whatever the fuck it was. Know. All right, now I gotta go back to the beginning of the show.
You gotta find out what it's called.
Yeah, Queer Kids Reading Hour or something.
Trans Lives Matter.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Queer Kid Stuff. I'm
Queer Kid Stuff. Okay, wait a minute.
That's indoctrination.
It is exactly. And so, what platform is she on doing this fucking show?
$5 will say it's TikTok.
Okay, but then Paige Baronic. You know who Paige Baronic is?
Yeah, the hot golfer chick.
Yeah, she had a picture taken down off of TikTok because she showed her cleavage. Now, I mean, she wasn't topless. But TikTok didn't appreciate.
Okay, because she's conservative, I think, right? Is she conservative or not?
I would say she is, yeah. Because but, she's not, because she's not, you know, because she's basically, she knows she's good looking and she's making money off that.
Okay, yeah. That's like half of TikTok influencers, right? Seriously. I mean, I'm not on TikTok, never have been.
I won't either. I won't have the shit on my phone.
Yeah. But, you know, you see some of these videos on Instagram or Facebook that came from TikTok. Uh-huh. And there are these chicks on there all the time doing shit, you know, fucking in bikinis running around, and I'm living this lifestyle. I'm an influencer lifestyle, you know, consultant, blah, blah, blah. Look at my chichis, you know?
Yeah.
It's so, but they are so politically left, just like Facebook. Well, they're just like
it's China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
China's trying to push all this shit. You know, TikTok in China doesn't allow this shit.
Yeah,
you know the TikTok shit in China is like educational science, math. Their kids are fucking smart. The algorithms for the U.S. are fucking whole point is to dumb us down,
right?
Make our fucking kids have mental illness, thinking they're like 17 different genders. Mm-hmm. So when China invades, it's like, oh, we don't have to worry about those Americans. Right. They just got to worry about us old motherfuckers, right?
Yeah,
who don't give a shit no more.
Yeah.
I mean, prison or death. Oh, right now, either look fine to me, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. So, before we call it a day, I'm going to play. I saved this clip for the show last week, but we never got to it because we had so many fucking issues. But listen.
No.
But, you know, but it kind of covers because we're talking about Democrats and their, you know, defund the police kind of bullshit and all this other stuff, and yet now they're like claiming that they're all back in police. But listen to this guy.
Okay.
So I come in this morning and we're informed there's going to be a protest to defund the police. Well, that's fine. I like protests. Except for they requested a police presence, you know, for their safety. At the defund police event. I shit you not.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Why would you request police? We want to defund you, but we need your protection. So you guys better get here, because people are going to beat us up because we're big fucking pansies. I'm a big pansy. Okay.
Oh, and how close are we on the show there, Lindy?
We're probably way over.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to end on a good note then.
Okay, end on a good note, if you have one. Because I was going to play Vivek ripping into that. All
right, before you play Vivek, Claudine Gay, Harvard.
Yeah, she resigned.
She did.
She didn't go out.
No, because she still had a job. She's still a professor there.
And she didn't go out peacefully, though. She's still claiming
racism.
That, yeah.
Racism. So is Joy Reid. Joy Reid, Imran Kendi X, all these people.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, it's only because of right-wing racism. Oh, it has nothing to do with the fact that she plagiarized another black woman for most of her work. Mm-hmm. Plagiarism will kick out most of the students at Harvard, but if you plagiarize and know the right people, you become a Harvard president. DEI had all these people, these DEI hires. I'm sorry to say, look at all the DEI hires and look at their track record. Now you got Claudine Gay, you got Kamala Harris, you got fucking Jean-Pierre Claude, whatever, Van Damme, gay, yeah, lesbian, black chick.
Yeah.
Ketanji Jackson Brown on the Supreme Court.
Who's done nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry. If you're hiring someone on the color of their skin, sexual lifestyle, and their gender, rather than their accomplishments, you know, fuck Martin Luther King and his content of character. It's all about the color of your skin.
Yeah.
And look where it's getting us, because they're all fucking failing.
Well, they're failing their own people. Look at how many. Okay, because Joe did this for a reason.
Right.
This was all a planned thing by the Democrat who's ever handling Joe. Even though there's a guy on MSNBC or somebody saying, no one's handling Joe. Joe does what he wants. Joe, I say, no, he doesn't.
Bullshit.
So,
but You're right. This is hurting other black candidates who are actually smart enough to hold the fucking jobs.
Yeah.
But it's making... I'm sorry. I'm just going to be racist here.
Mm-hmm.
It's making the entire... Everyone look fucking bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, because Dr. Carol Swan, the one that was plagiarized, why not hire her to be the president of Harvard?
Yeah.
Right? She's a black woman.
Okay, well, Clay Travis asked this question on Twitter. Will Harvard replace Claudine Gay with another black woman? Yes. I voted yes. 82% to 17% is yes. They won't, because they're, that's...
Don't
hire the person who's most qualified.
Qualified, yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, Dr. Carol Swan, black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, she's the one that Claudine Gay plagiarized the most, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Hire her.
Right.
Oh, no, they won't do that. You know why?
Because she's conservative.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, since you brought up the black thing, and I was going to play this anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Vivek, well, this kind of leads right into this.
Vivek was asked this question the other day in Iowa. And then there's another one. I ain't going to go into that, where he was on it on NBC, and he fucking...
He fucking railed against that chick.
Dude.
And she wouldn't stop interrupting him.
No, why are they trying to get him to say white supremacy? I mean, why is white supremacy? Here we go again.
Okay, once again, here's a white woman.
We're in election year. Here we go again.
This is a white woman on NBC berating a brown man about white supremacy.
Yeah, listen, okay, but here's the first one.
Washington Post.
I'm not going to recite some catechism for you. I'm against vicious racial discrimination in this country. So I'm not pledging allegiance to your new religion of modern wokeism, which absolutely fits the test. I'm not going to bend the knee to your religion. I'm sorry. I'm not asking you to bend the knee to mine, and I'm not going to bend the knee to yours. But do I condemn vicious racial discrimination? Yes, I do. Am I going to play your silly game of gotcha? No, I'm not. And frankly, this is why people have lost trust. And I know you're going to go print the headline tomorrow. I already know this. We already know how your game works. Vivek Ramaswamy refuses to condemn white supremacy because you asked a stupid question. The reality is, I condemn vicious racial discrimination in this country, but the kind of vicious and systematic racial discrimination we see today is discrimination on the basis of race in a very different direction. You want to know what the best way is to end discrimination on the basis of race? Stop discriminating on the basis of race. Do that, and we're going to move this country forward. And I don't care whether you're black or white or brown or anything in between. That's how we're going to unite this country. You people have been responsible for dividing this country to a breaking point, creating a projection of national division. I meet people from the south side of Chicago to meetings like this one of every shade of melanin, multiple from man to woman, doesn't make a difference, who are hungry for reviving unity in this country. And you, with your catechism that you try to get to politicians to whatever fake headline you're going to print on the basis of this conversation tomorrow, that's what's dividing this country to a breaking point. Shame on you. Look people in the eye and tell them what you've actually failed to tell them for the last 5 years. Own the accountability for your own failures as the media. That's how we rebuild trust in this country. And until then, I don't have a lot of patience to play the games.
And guess what? She did the next day. Exactly what he said.
Put that he refused to...
Yeah, basically, yeah.
He said he denounces racism...
In all forms.
In all forms.
Basically.
Yeah. He just didn't say... White people are bad.
Well, if you heard him, the racial discrimination time, he goes in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
He's talking about discrimination against white people.
Right.
That's the only acceptable racism in this country, and it's blatant.
Yeah.
And it's flagrant.
Right. Well, that's because, you know, we had systemic racism in this country for fucking years.
Well, so can I call this systemic racism that they're going this way?
Has there been no systemic racism in this country? Dude.
There is now against white people.
We're... We are close, you know, when Martin Luther King said, judge a man by his character and blah, 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 and I might not be with her with you and blah, blah, blah. We are the closest to equality we've ever been in this country. Even with the Democrats trying to push this fucking wedge. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because everybody's starting to wake up to what the Democrats are fucking pulling. They're taking your money. And poor people, it hurts... When you take the poor people's money, it hurts them a lot more than it does anybody else. And so they're starting to fucking see it now. Thank God, because Democrats overplayed their hand. They over fucking played their hand.
They always do, though.
So let's go out with the girl again.
In the Generation Z years, like, I'm a millennial. I'm not proud of it. I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't know what the fuck happened. But I wrote a song to the millennials, to the Generation Z, an uplifting life advice song. It's called Fuck Your Feelings.
Yes.
We went from several generations of hardworking Americans to a bunch of young fucking wussies who live at home with their moms until they're fucking 31 and can't take a punch because they're pussies. Can't make them get a job even though they're all in debt, and they'll lecture you about being politically correct. They're crying and whining, it's gotten pretty scary. So here's a song for all the fucking fairies. Fuck your feelings. No one gives a fuck about your issues, your problems, your shitty fucking luck. This generation's fucked, we're a bunch of fucking weaklings. So wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. That's right, fuck your feelings.
It's a cross from Nashville Harley, apparently.
Fuck your feelings, too.
What's that?
Nashville Harley shows up there.
Screw who you want, it don't affect me, but we don't need a thousand terms for your sexuality. We're so damned emotional, been crying for a while, but the world can't run on rainbows and unicorn smiles. There's a solution, if you shut up and listen, put the effort in a job that you're putting into bitching. Suck it up, buttercup. Do this and you'll be finer. Grow a pair and wipe the tears from your vagina. That's right, fuck your feelings. No one gives a fuck about your issues, your problems, your shitty fucking luck. This generation's fucked, we're a bunch of fucking weaklings. So wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. That's right, wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. Sing it with me. Wipe your tears and fuck your fucking
feelings. And on that note, you can reach us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @didweoffendu, and True Social at @didweoffendyou. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.